fighting family violence, gangs, and drugs, and even my small efforts to make peace were valuable. I even spoke at big meetings in front of hundreds of other young people. John Fernando, a lecturer from the university, was the coordinator of the children's peace movement in Medellin. He asked a lot of questions about my situation. I didn't like it at first. I wasn't used to depending on anyone. I hadn't ever met an adult that I could trust. But John Fernando kept trying and arranged for me to move into a special institution for girls at risk. The institution was run by nuns and was very strict. It was hard for me to adjust to all their rules. I always spoke my mind, and the nuns complained that this caused trouble among the other girls. After a while, they suggested I should go home. They promised to call me back, but they never did. In February 2000, I went to Holland to represent the Children's Movement for Peace. It was like a dream to be in a place like that. We stayed in a good hotel and ate good food. Everywhere we went, there were journalists, photographers, and television cameras. People kept telling us how great we